Welcome to Life Trek. So this is Rod, just by myself today. And what I'm planning on doing is dropping just the occasional nugget of information or observation here between our normal recordings. And what I wanted to talk today about was happiness and our thought life. So I follow Stoicism, and one of my favorite of the Stoics is Marcus Aurelius, which is no surprise since he's a lot of people's favorite. But one of the things that he said is the happiness of your life depends on the quality of your thoughts. So it's what's going on in your head that's making you happy or not happy. It's really got a lot less to do with what is going on outside of your head or what's going on in the world. Another quote from him, he said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength." So if you're ever upset about something, like since I live in Washington State, area of the country, a lot of people affectionately call the Great North wet, where we don't tan, we rust, right? It rains here a lot. So you can get up in the morning and look out your window and see that it's raining and be upset about it and think to yourself, "Ah, man, you know, it's going to ruin my day. You know, I put this outfit on, or I did my hair," or whatever it is, and start off out the door with a bad mood. Or you can look at it from the bright side and take it in stride and realize that this is part of the reason you live here, because you enjoy how green things are when you go outside. I can tell you, going down to some places in Southern California, then there's beautiful spots down there too, but there are some spots where it's just like so dead and everything's brown and kind of ugly looking. So here we have these giant evergreens and it's beautiful. The fog is cool. Our cloudscapes here are amazing. And I can take that in stride and walk out the door and have a sunny disposition. And what changed? Did the weather change? Nope. You know, all that changed was what was inside of me. And how my mood reacts to the world around me, how I choose to react, because of all the things that I have control over in the world, the only thing that I have control over is myself. Even my own body, I don't have complete control over, but I should have control over my mind and the way that I react to the world around me, what things I let affect me, or how I choose to react to things around me. It is really the only thing that I can control. And that's true for you too. That's true for my kids. And it's something that I try to teach my kids, you know, when they're upset about something or complaining about something, and it's not something they can control, but they don't yet understand that they do have control of how they choose to react to it. And yes, life isn't always fair, but it's still about how you choose to react to it. There was a story about a gentleman who was in a concentration camp, Jewish man, and one of the guards there, while he was scrubbing toilets on the floor in a bathroom, was giving him a hard time and says, "Where's your God now?" And the man looks up from the floor and says, "He's right here with me, scrubbing the bathroom floor." And the whole thing is, that's just the kind of attitude that he should have had, that says that he's in control of what's going on right now, and that he trusts that his God is right there with him. He's not downtrodden and not thinking that the situation's got control over him. He is still in his own mind in control of the world around him. And that's my lesson for the day. It was going to be more about complaining, because that's what comes out of a lot of us feeling angst about not being able to control things, is that we end up complaining about the world around us rather than just accepting and controlling our own selves when we can't control other things. But I think I'll save complaining for a later one. Have a great day, and I hope this helps you on your life track. Bye.